T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Message to Moscow.
We're going to make sure that NATO is ready to meet the threats.
Trump lawyer subpoenaed.
He is likely to try to assert the executive privilege.
Historic Supreme Court oath.
The first black woman to serve as a justice.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Calling Russia a direct threat, NATO leaders have wrapped up a summit in Spain that featured a pledge of increased American military support for the alliance. Russia's Vladimir Putin vowed to respond to any threats from NATO countries. CBS's Nancy Cordes is in Madrid.
The U.S. deployments will include 2 more Navy destroyers to Spain, 2 F-35 fighter jet squadrons to the U.K., and an additional combat brigade to Romania.
We're going to make sure that NATO is ready across every domain, land, air, and the sea.
President Biden is expected to announce that the U.S. will also give Ukraine a medium-range air defense system capable of shooting down the kind of cruise missile Russia used to strike a busy shopping mall in central Ukraine earlier this week. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, appearing remotely, urged the NATO leaders here to do even more. He said he can't break Russia's dominance without more artillery, tanks, and armored vehicles.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack has subpoenaed former Trump White House attorney Pat Cipollone, who, according to testimony this week, warned of serious legal consequences in the effort to overturn the election. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It's important for the House Select Committee to specifically hear from Cipollone about what he said to Trump and what he said about criminal exposure that Trump could face if he did go to the Capitol on January 6th.
On the CBS Late Show, Republican committee member Adam Kinzinger told Stephen Colbert legal consequences are very real.
When you try to overthrow the will of the people and you try a coup in the United States government, you have to pay for that. Period.
It's the final day of the U.S. Supreme Court's term. CBS's Jan Crawford says it will be a historic day of transition.
After 28 years on the court, Justice Stephen Breyer is stepping down, turning his seat over to his former law clerk, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who will be sworn in at noon today and make history as the first black female justice ever to serve on the Supreme Court. Now, Jackson, like Breyer, expected to be a reliable liberal vote, but, you know, she is certain to have an impact on the law and really as a role model for young women and girls.
The court's expected to rule today on the Remain in Mexico policy that has affected asylum seekers. AAA estimates 48 million of us will travel more than 50 miles from home for the Independence Day holiday. CBS's Errol Barnett says it'll be another test for airlines.
We're watching the volume of air travelers approach pre-pandemic levels, the TSA tallying more than 2 million flyers almost every day in June. And over the past 2 days, we've seen about 1,200 flight cancellations, with Delta and United reducing their summer schedule starting tomorrow.
Overseas, the war in Ukraine has disrupted key food exports, but a Russian military withdrawal from an island off the coast should allow Ukraine to ship out tons of grain. CBS's Deborah Pata says that's good news for places like South Sudan in Africa.
The first rains in 18 months are cause for celebration. Nachapara Lemuria once lived off this land.
It's so dry.
Now nothing grows in this parched earth. Her mother starved to death last year. She's convinced she's next. The World Food Program was her only lifeline. That's now been severed. Acting country director Arayinka Badejo says they've had to suspend aid to nearly 2 million people because of rising fuel and food costs following the war in Ukraine.
We're having to take from the hungry to feed the starving.
There is a market, but it takes a day for locals to get there. and grain is in short supply.
Tomorrow, American basketball star Brittney Griner goes on trial in Russia. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Her wife, Sherelle, shared that Griner is struggling and terrified through letters.
I won't let them break me. I know they're trying to, but I'm going to do my best and just hold on until I can get home. I hope that that's quick because I'm not okay.
Russia expert Jeff Hahn says the Russians are holding Griner hostage.
They did not need to bring the severity of charges against her that they did. They chose to do that.
Russian media has speculated that Griner could be used as a bargaining chip in a possible prisoner swap for Russian arms trader Viktor Bout, serving a 25-year sentence for conspiracy to kill Americans and aiding a terrorist organization.
Singer R. Kelly plans to appeal his 30-year prison sentence for his conviction on racketeering and sex trafficking charges. Lizette Martinez was one of several accusers who expressed relief at the outcome.
I never thought that I would be here to see him be held accountable for the atrocious things that he did to children.
Kelly still faces a federal trial on child pornography and obstruction of justice charges. A woman pushing a baby stroller that held her three-month-old child was shot and killed on the street last night in New York City. Police Commissioner Kishant Sewell says there's a manhunt after the attack on Manhattan's Upper East Side.
An unknown person approached her and fired a single shot into her head from a very close range. Immediately after the shooting, the suspect fled the scene on foot.
The child was not hurt. New York City's mayor said the killing was another example of the scourge of gun violence in the city. Newly released census data says the U.S. population is older and less white. Since 2000, the national median age has increased by more than 3 years to 38.8. The largest single-year gain was last year, just after the pandemic hit. The last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II has died. As a young Marine corporal, Herschel Woody Williams went ahead of his units in the Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945 and took out Japanese machine gun posts. Several years ago, the VA Center in Huntington, West Virginia was named in his honor.
I've been in the Medal of Honor Society since 1947, but most of them will say it doesn't belong to me. I wear it in honor of those who never got to come home.
Woody Williams was 98 years old. Federal authorities are taking an expanded look at the Roman Catholic Church in New Orleans.
The FBI is investigating to see if any church officials took minors across state lines and had sex with them, a violation of the Mann Act. It has no statute of limitations. Tim Lennon, past president of Louisiana's chapter of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says that's important.
The average age of a victim of child sex abuse coming forward is 52. Memories of my sexual abuse and rape didn't emerge until I was 63.
Lennon says he hopes this can bring closure to more than a dozen alleged victims. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
The world's largest chocolate plant is run by a Swiss company in a small town in Belgium, and production there has stopped because of a salmonella outbreak. It's believed most contaminated products are still at the facility. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.